morning. 6:43 on the 13th of August. I'm running a little bit late this morning. Actually, I'm running quite a lot late this morning. I'm not quite sure. Actually, I am quite sure. I got tied up online. I got tied up reading and writing. And the next thing I knew, it was, oh my God, it's after 6. I've got to get my clothes on and get out on the road. So here I am. It's a Monday morning. Yesterday was another wasted day. Today, Monday, going to take advantage of the day, seize the day, carpe diem. This day shall not be wasted. Any other kinds of commentary? You betcha. So yeah, lovely day. 1 mile and 16 minutes, 23 seconds. Yes, I was walking. I was cranking. Considering that 19 minutes is my normal time, I pulled 3 minutes off that first mile. So yeah. I'm still keeping up a fairly decent pace. I'm probably going to drop to 17 minutes by the time I'm back, but that was a good time for the first mile. I blame Coverville. I had some rockin' tunes on this morning and I was bopping along to the beat of the music. Getting it out of my system, as it were. Which reminds me, I've got to rebuild this. I've got this one playlist that's filled and I've listened to almost everything on it. Except for the long podcasts, like Starship Sofa. Sorry, Tony. For immediate release. I'm really interested to find if they had anything to say, the For Immediate Release guys, Hobson and Holes, about the young woman who posted the blog article about all social media managers should be under 25. It got a lot of attention in various online spaces that I frequent when it came out. Oh gosh, it has to be 3 weeks ago now. And I was like, yeah, typical. And there was one guy who said this was brilliant because it got her attention. And it might actually have gotten her a job. I think I've mentioned this before, that one of the big firms, one of the big PR firms in the Beltway has approached her with an internship. I still can't imagine being her and being introduced in meetings, etc., around the office as, oh yeah, this is the one who thinks nobody over 25 should be trusted. So, yeah. I'm panting this morning because I used so much energy to begin with. It's cold, it's chilly, I'm still sweating. I don't know what the temperature is. I said it was 60 when I put my thing on, but I'm not sure that's true. Let's see. ...55 according to the airport reading. Not sure how much I believe that. It could be high 50s. It's usually a few degrees warmer here than it is where they take the official reading. So, yeah, 60. Something like that. It's a gorgeous morning though. Beautiful. Clear and lovely. It's not 100% clear. It's got some high thin clouds, a bit of patchiness, a bit of something on the horizon. Not sure what. But altogether delightful morning. I have to bake bread today because I think I'm pretty much out of homemade bread. I may have to have store-bought bread for my breakfast this morning. I'm so spoiled. So yeah, I was kind of feeling kind of stupid yesterday. I get near the end and I'm all excited that I'm near the end, and next thing I know, I've punched the stop button instead of the instead of just giving my closing number, talking about Jenkins. I've forgotten about Jenkins. There were 8 of us in a barracks room on Governor's Island, all attending Radium and A school. 4 pairs of bunks. I don't remember all their names. Some of them were a little bit off. Jenkins was one of those people who was very off. He was an interesting guy. Funny in his own way. He had his own foibles. He wasn't totally asocial or antisocial. Fred Searcy is the one I remember most. He was from Mississippi. He was one of the first people I ever met who was actually from the South. And growing up in Maine for the first 17 years of my life, first 16 and a half anyway. No, first 17, because I was 18 when I left home, just before my 18th birthday. So, Fred Searcy was an older guy. He had a master's degree from Ole Miss, and he was interested in oceanography, and he wanted to be an oceanographer's mate, which is why he signed up for the Coast Guard. But then they put him in Radium and A school because they only allowed about 3 oceanographer's mates a year in, and he didn't make the cut that year, so he went to Radium and A school, and he was a bridge player. A lot of noise for a pickup truck. Oh, and a dog. Who would have thought? Who would have figured? Anyway, Fred was a card player. He loved to play bridge. He loved to play pinochle. And so he taught us all bridge and pinochle. And I never really could quite grasp it because I couldn't play enough. And as a brand new bridge player, not knowing the signals, not knowing how to bid my hand in an appropriate way, I was constantly screwing it up. Couldn't play. I couldn't count. Couldn't figure out who had cards. It was ridiculous. I had fun, but Fred was a good guy. And I actually found him on Facebook 3-4 months ago and reached out to him and said, "Are you the same Fred Searcy?" And it turns out he was. And he's an oceanographer. He's a PhD in somewhere, I can't remember now, Florida somewhere. And he writes oceanography text. So he writes science, I write science fiction. I remember Fred because we took a trip over to New Jersey. And I thought it was to the Boy Scout Hall of Fame in New Jersey, but I don't think it's in New Jersey, at least not anymore. Maybe it was in 1970. See, we were there and it would have been the spring of 71. Maybe it was then, I don't know. That was 40 years ago, really? Yep, 41 years ago. Yikes. Hell yeah, I could have been the Baseball Hall of Fame in those days. It was one of the Halls of Fame. It was one of the big ones. And I was really surprised because I walked up to it and it was like nobody there. We're the only 2 people there. Say Patterson, but I don't think it was Patterson, Jersey. Anyway, We took a day trip, packed the lunch. Had a picnic. It was a good time. Good fun. It was hot. I remember it was hot and dusty and long. I don't know how far we hiked, but it was at least 3 miles each way from the bus stop to wherever this place was out in the country. Oh, yes. Radium and A School. We went Friday and Saturday. Was it Friday or Saturday? It was just Saturday. Cardinal Spellman's Servicemen's Club. I don't know if it's still there. It's part of the USO. And you go up to the Servicemen's Club and they could get tickets to movies and discounts to Broadway plays. And they had it was a spaghetti feed. And a dance. So everybody would go there. I wasn't much on dancing. What I did do was I washed dishes. Heavy china. It was great fun. I had a grand time. Got to meet the kitchen crew. I wonder if that's where my scullery... Well, it's not where my scullery leanings began, because I started washing dishes at a little camp on Sebago Lake, Maine, where at the end of the year, the camp owners had what they called Guest Week. And they would invite people from around the country to come and spend the last week of the summer. Camp was, for all intents and purposes, closed. All of the teeny bopper campers had gone home. Horses were gone, everything was being closed up for the season. But the weather was still quite glorious. And so for a week, we would have these people from mostly around New England, because people would drive up, and spend a few days in the sun. It was ridiculously expensive, if I remember correctly. It was like $5,000 for the week. But it included everything, room, board, meals, everything. And I washed dishes. I lived in the little cabin behind the kitchen, took out the trash, swept the floors, ran the dishwasher. It was a big copper and bronze behemoth. You stack the dishes in big racks, slide them in, run the cycle, slide them out, stack them up, and do it again. It's amazing how many dishes 50 people, 40 people can go through in a meal. So 4 or 5 racks, dishes. And then in return, I got to hang out with them. I got to party with them. I got to play tennis. So I learned how to play tennis. Not a sport I actually would have learned without that opportunity. The only reason I got the opportunity was that my grandparents worked there. My grandfather was the caretaker. He's the handyman around the camp. And my grandmother was one of the kitchen ladies. So, yeah, I went and washed dishes. Hung out with my grandparents. It was really quite a lot of fun. Oh, the mower man. I passed him. I'm running late, of course. I passed him driving down the road. As I was walking west, he was driving east. I don't know if he recognized me, but he gave me a little nod and a wave. Doing his bi-weekly trim of the park here. Slow down a little bit, probably just as well. It's hard to walk and talk at the same time. This weather makes me think of working at camp. You get up in the morning and it's cold. I mean, it's cold. That's like 50 degrees. Jump into clothes, go into the kitchen, because none of these buildings have heat, because they're not open in the winter. So there's no furnaces around anywhere. The only place there's heat is where there are ovens. So you go to the kitchen and say her name was Elsie. We used to call her Aunt Elsie. Would have kitchen going. She'd have all kinds of stuff baking, all kinds of food. Pretty much anything that you wanted to eat. That was where my appreciation for big breakfast came from, I think, because we'd go in and have bacon and eggs and home fries and sometimes sausages. And it was wonderful. Now I'm drooling because it was, I'm ready for my breakfast. Yes, I am. Oh, but I'm almost back, nearly there. See if I can kick up the pace a little bit for the last few steps. See what I can get in for my final time. I think I'm going to get 16 minutes for lap time, but I might get 17. And here I am. Seconds. 17 minutes, 11 seconds lap time. Not bad. Not bad at all. That's just barely over. Now if I can get this thing to recognize me, I can find my record. There it is. And say my usual closing. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And I'll talk to you then.